Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Brinkman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Alvarado moves to third. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Brinkman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Liss moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston fields the ball and throws to Bonson covering. Safe. Liss moves to third. Carew moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil bunts in front of the plate. Brinkman scoops up the ball and tags Heil for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Hairston reaches third base with a triple. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Bradford reaches third base with a triple. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ray Corbin now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Jeter reaches third base with a triple. Brinkman scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Muser reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Muser. The throw to Corbin covering the plate. The slide. Muser is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Liss moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradford is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Monson now playing second base. Bill Campbell now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Liss hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.